有些声音不用翻译也能听懂。 No General Limits Kokkyo Monai. I'm your host, Hai Tong Ni. Tune in Thursday morning in 10 a.m. on CFRC. This is From CN to CA.
Welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. I'm Daniel Wolf, and hey, we got a new show today. We had reruns for the last 2 or 3 weeks. Not exactly planned, but I had some family matters I had to attend to that kept me out of town for a while, and pretty busy for the rest of the time. But we have a new show today, and it's going to be all Canadian because 2 days from now is, of course, our national holiday, Canada Day. So what do we have lined up? Well, I'm going to start with the letter A. Sounds a little bit like Sesame Street. And three women who have really contributed a lot to Canadian jazz over the years. And we'll begin with that mistress of the 1930s, 40s, swing style, and that is Alex Pangman, frequently played on this program since the program's inception. Alex Pangman, based out of Toronto, is interesting because apart from her prodigious achievements as an interpreter of big band and swing, she is also the survivor of a double lung transplant, which for a singer says a lot. So good on Alex, one of our better-known chanteuses, certainly in the swing genre. We are going to hear from an album entitled Can't Stop Me From Dreaming. Here's Alex with Mama's Gone Goodbye.
For me to let you know what's on my mind, I'm gonna wait, don't ask me to stay. Fare thee well, Mama's been to school. I learned a brand new rule, now I ain't no fool. I'm gonna get me a man who will treat me right, one who'll stay home every night. Fare thee well, Mama's gone, goodbye. the time for me to let you know what's on my mind. I'm going away. Don't ask me to stay. Fare thee well. Mama's been to school. Learned a brand new one who'll stay home every night very well. Mama's gone, goodbye.
That was Alex Pangman and Mama's Gone, Goodbye. We will stick with the letter A and move on from Alex to Allison. In this case, Allison Young. Allison Young is a saxophone player. She plays several different varieties, alto, soprano, tenor, and baritone. She has a band, the Allison Young Quintet, and that was nominated for the Best Solo Jazz Album in 2019 for the album So Here We Are. We're going to hear from that Allison Young and her quintet with a take on that jazz standard, Mood Indigo.
We'll be right back.
Toronto-based saxophonist Allison Young and her quintet with Duke Ellington's Mood Indigo, where we'll stick with the letter A once more, but with a very different musician, and that is the BC-born but now Brooklyn, New York-based Anna Weber, who is a flautist and also a composer. She actually plays saxophone as well. She is quite a different musician in the sense that she focuses more on doing her own compositions, and particularly in the avant-garde and free jazz styles. She studied in Germany after a degree or two at McGill University, and has had a number of different bands, including a septet. And her septet in 2019, here's 2019 again, released an album called Clockwise. And the members of the septet included Jeremy Viner, Jacob Garchek, Christopher Hoffman, Matt Mitchell, Chris Tordini, and Chess Smith. It was actually among the top 10 of the 2019 NPR Music Jazz Critics Poll. So we're going to listen to a track from Clockwise. It was very much informed by her avant-garde inclinations, particularly the composer John Cage's works for percussion. So Anna actually crosses between jazz and what we might call new classical. So let's give a listen to Anna Weber, and from the album Clockwise, the title track.
Thank you.
Was the Anna Weber Septet and the title track from their 2019 album Clockwise. And again, Anna Weber is another Canadian. This is an All Canada edition of Dark Glasses to mark the coming Canada Day, day after tomorrow. Now, we will finish out the first half of the show with one more letter A entry, and that's from the province of Alberta, a group called the AB Trio. That consists of Dan Davis on sax, Josh McCann on double bass, and Tom Bennett on drums. They've released four or five albums, and my favorite is their third. It's called Trioliloquy. It's from 2018, and that actually had on some of its tracks as a guest trumpeter Kevin Turcotte. We will listen to one of those tracks featuring Kevin, and that is Roundabout. After that, we'll take our halftime break for some PSAs, and I'll be back with more Dark Glasses.
We'll be right back. Mom, come look, there's a bird. Oh no, most windows are too clear to see through, so birds think they can just fly right through.
You can put up window stickers, stained glass, or many other hangable options on your windows so birds will know it's not see-through.
If you see any hurt birds, call SPWC at 613-354-0264.
This message was brought to you by the students of St. Marguerite Bourgeois Catholic School and Sandy Pines Wildlife Center.
Did you know about Canadian guidelines for standard alcoholic beverages? The standard drink contains 17.05 millimeters of pure alcohol. That's the equivalent of one 12-ounce bottle of 5% beer, one 12-ounce bottle of 5% cider, one 5-ounce glass of 12% wine, or 1.5-ounce shot of 40% liquor. Learn more about standard drinks and low-risk alcohol drinking guidelines at canada.ca.
Welcome back to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. I'm Daniel Wolf. It is June the 29th and our annual Canada Day show. Just before the break, we had the AB Trio from Alberta with guest Kevin Turcotte on horn. Now, we're going to shift to bluesy jazz, crossover pop almost, with our next number to mark the passing just a few days ago of David Clayton Thomas. David Clayton Thomas was 84 and is, of course, best known for his several years spent as the lead singer with Blood, Sweat, and Tears. That was an American-based band, mainly blues and jazz, but it had some top 40 crossover hits, some of them written by Clayton Thomas himself, such as Spinning Wheel. Now, David Clayton Thomas had a very rough start in life. He ran away from an abusive home at the age of 14, lived on the streets for a while, ended up in prison, where he actually inherited a cellmate's guitar and learned to play. And after drifting along in various bands, various pubs and nightclubs, found his way to New York and hooked up with Blood, Sweat, and Tears, a band that was really on the ropes and not doing very well. It had lost a couple of members already, but the lead spotted David Clayton Thomas and saw that there was an energy he could provide to the band that had been lacking. And sure enough, for 3 or 4 years that David sang with the band, Blood, Sweat, and Tears had a huge number of hits. Spinning Wheel, I've mentioned. There's his version of Laura Nero's When I Die, and just lots of others. One of my favorites is from Blood, Sweat, and Tears' third album. I'm taking it actually this time from their Greatest Hits compilation. It's another composition by David Clayton Thomas himself. Here he is with Blood, Sweat, and Tears and Lucretia MacEvil.
Make him out. so damn bad.
Lucretia McEvil, sung by the late David Clayton Thomas, and Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And again, David Clayton Thomas died just this past week at the age of 84. It's just about 5 years since we lost another Canadian jazz great, in this case, an American who came to Canada in 1980 after already a pretty solid career in the States, but was attracted by, in particular, the Buddhist community in Halifax, Nova Scotia. I actually used to live in Halifax. I spent the latter part of the 80s and pretty much the entire 90s living there, and the jazz scene there was pretty remarkable. Jerry Connelly and his trio were certainly part of that, and Jerry was, of course, most famous as the drummer in the Vince Guaraldi trio when he was a very young man, only in his mid-20s, and performed the percussion on most of the tracks for A Charlie Brown Christmas, which was the Vince Guaraldi band's big breakout, and everybody knows Linus and Lucy and so forth. Jerry Grinnelli explained later that they hardly got any money for that. Nobody anticipated what a huge hit the Charlie Brown Christmas would be, and just how well that music, how beloved it would become. So they were basically paid for piecework. Nonetheless, again, in 1980, Jerry relocated to Canada. He became a Canadian citizen in 1989, a great local educator, along with a saxophonist called Don Palmer, also sadly gone now. Don Palmer actually taught me when I took a history of jazz class back in around 1998. So let's hear from Jerry Grinnelli from an album that he and his trio did devoted to the music of his former leader, Vince Guaraldi, but also to the pianist Mose Allison. And it's a Mose Allison composition, Your Mind is on Vacation, that we will listen to. Jerry Grinnelli's trio playing Mose Allison. Thank you. Jerry Grinnelli's trio with Your Mind is on Vacation. That's a Mose Allison composition originally, and it's from the album that Grinnelli's trio did devoted to Allison's music, along with that of Grinnelli's former leader, Vince Guaraldi. We will move now to a pair of double bassists, Neil Swainson and Don Thompson. And Neil Swainson is a 70-year-old bassist who started on the West Coast and has toured pretty much everywhere. He's collaborated with the Paul Horn band, among others. He even collaborated with George Shearing starting in 1986, replacing none other than Don Thompson, a fellow bassist but also pianist, whom we're going to hear from on the next cut also, because Neil and Don got together to record this particular album, and that comes from 2013. Now, the track is called Tranquil, and you'll hear it actually is quite tranquil. The whole album is called Tranquility. So let's hear it, and Dawn Thompson is here heard not on the bass but on the piano, accompanying Neil Swainson on bass. Canada's produced an awful lot of terrific bassists, interestingly enough. We've got, apart from Neil Swainson himself, people like Brandy Disterheft, Jody Prosnick, Ashley Summers. But let's hear Neil and Dawn with their cut Tranquil from the 2013 album Tranquility. Thank you. That was Neil Swainson on double bass, accompanied by Don Thompson on piano. And Thompson, again, is also a very accomplished bassist. In fact, that's probably his main instrument. That is a song called Tranquil from their album Tranquility. We're going to finish out with some piano from the radio show host and very accomplished pianist and singer, Lila Bialy. She's featured on this show many times. She is a Juno Award winner for her self-titled 2018 album, originally from Vancouver, now based in Toronto. Let us hear from her live album from 2012. The track is entitled Human Condition. Lila Bialy and Human Condition from her 2012 live album. We will have to wrap it up here. This has been a special all-Canadian edition of Dark Glasses, appropriately enough for Canada Day, coming up the day after tomorrow. It's really hot this week, so people better pay attention, keep hydrated, to try and keep out of the sun if you can. I'm Daniel Wolf. You're listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. I'll be back with a new show next week to kick off the month of July. Meantime, have a terrific Canada Day and hopefully a long weekend. And we'll see you back here next week. And meantime, again, hot out, so keep cool and stay safe.
I've never met a dal I didn't like. If you are a fan of dal or lentil curry too, listen to The Dal Project on CFRC 101.9 FM, Thursdays from 5:30 to 6 p.m. Join me, Sayada, in learning to cook many kinds of dal or lentil curry from across the South Asian diaspora while talking about culture, migration, and memory.
Hey, 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 this is Disco Rick. Got a brand new show, Dance Floor Dispatch. We're going to be playing all the